the case dismissed. Trump is accused of keeping classified documents at Mar-a-Lago and then obstructing the FBI's efforts to get them back. CBS's Robert Legarry.
While the ruling was a win for the special counsel and prosecutors in that she denied the former president's attempt to toss the case, the judge used her ruling to be critical of the special counsel's indictment. She said that the way in which the prosecutors wrote the indictment, known colloquially as a speaking indictment, which is used at times to tell a story, was unnecessary to the underlying charges against Trump.
Almost 11 weeks after a cargo ship slammed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, collapsing the structure and killing six, the debris has been fully cleared and the port reopened. Army Corps of Engineers Colonel S.D. Pinchason.
After the crews removed that last piece of the span that we all saw, we were able to now remove the roadbed and remaining wreckage that were sitting on the floor of the river.
As Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel trying to push Hamas to agree to a ceasefire deal, the UN Security Council approves its first resolution endorsing the plan. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The proposal was outlined by President Biden for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, urging the Palestinian militants to accept the deal aimed at ending the war.
14 votes in favor, 0 votes against. One abstention.
Russia is who abstained. The U.S. says Israel has accepted the three-phase plan. Hamas says it welcomes the resolution and is ready to work with mediators. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Four American instructors with Cornell College in Iowa are reportedly stabbed at a public park in China. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
In a statement, the Iowa-based school said instructors were traveling overseas as part of a teaching partnership with a Chinese university when all were injured in a serious incident. No college students were involved in the program. The State Department said they're monitoring the situation.
Apple is spreading its wings into artificial intelligence, leaning on ChatGPT to help make Siri more helpful. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Apple is very clearly trying to set itself apart from all of the other AI companies, including Facebook and Google, by saying that it is focused on customer privacy. Whether or not that's going to be good enough is going to be very interesting to watch.
Singapore Airlines says it has sent offers of compensation to passengers on board a flight last month that encountered severe turbulence and led to dozens of injuries and one death. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A popular summer destination's marijuana supply is running dry.
Martha's Vineyard is running out of pot. One dispensary's already out entirely, the other selling its remaining supplies, and the only grower on the island says he plans to stop harvesting this summer. The problem boils down to location. Marijuana is legal in Massachusetts, but the state's Cannabis Control Commission says transporting it across the ocean could break federal laws. The commission says it's working on a solution. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
After Federal Reserve officials meet this week, a statement they will issue may suggest that they've seen meaningful progress on inflation this year, a prelude to eventual interest rate cuts. The government's latest snapshot of U.S. inflation will be released Wednesday morning, just before the Fed begins the second day of its policy discussions. Chair Jerome Powell will likely reiterate that Fed officials need further confidence that inflation is returning to 2% before they would consider rate cuts. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, a high right around 70. A chance of showers and storms tomorrow night, then partly sunny Wednesday, high near 80, with more storms possible late. It's 55 right now.
We'll be right back. future. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, diamond gold make it happen. Take the world in a loving grace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. And let the true nature shine. We were born to be wise. We can climb so high.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care.
workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Told me about her, though they all knew. she had dead the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
J.N.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, The miniskirts, the current thing,
goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Can you hear me singing a
the perfect summer night soundtrack with timeless hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. More coming right up on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Ba 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 ba
looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him.
just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die, and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Carry on, carry on. Demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Florida federal judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's classified document case strikes down a portion of the indictment. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Judge Cannon removed one paragraph from the superseding indictment on the grounds that it didn't reflect the main charges alleged in the indictment itself. It involved that incident when Donald Trump allegedly waved a classified document in front of someone. This ruling was not a big win for Donald Trump's lawyers. It was more like a jab at the prosecution, essentially saying that you got carried away